Chapter 3. I have arranged to meet you in a novel. Pasternak began to write Dr. Zhivago on a block of watermarked paper from the desk of a dead man. The paper was a gift from the widow of Tizian Tabidze, the Georgian poet who was arrested, tortured, and executed in 1937. Pasternak felt the weight of those empty pages, writing to Tabidze's widow, Nina, that he hoped his prose would be worthy of putting down on her husband's paper. Pasternak visited Georgia in October 1945 to mark the centenary of the death of the Georgian poet Nicolas Baratashvili, whose work he had recently translated. He stipulated that 25% of the advance for translating Baratashvili should be paid to Nina Tabidze. Through much of his life, Pasternak assisted people imprisoned or impoverished by the regime, and his surviving papers included large numbers of receipts for money orders sent all over the Soviet Union, including to prison camps. Nina Tabidze had not appeared in public in 8 years, quarantined from the artistic circles in the capital Tbilisi, where her husband was once fated. Nina had no word of the fate of Tizian, who was arrested on manufactured treason charges, and she would not learn definitively that he had been executed until after Stalin's death in 1953. While Nina Tabidze held on to some small flicker of hope that her husband survived in some distant camp, Pasternak later said he had not believed in the possibility that the Georgian poet was alive. He was too great, too exceptional a man who shed light all around him to be hidden, for the signs of existence not to have filtered through any bars. When Pasternak arrived in Tbilisi, he said he would only participate in the festivities if Nina Tabidze also attended. At public events he sat her next to him. When he was asked to recite some of his translations of the poems of Baratashvili at the Rustaveli Theatre, he turned to look at Nina Tabidze and asked if she wanted him to read. It was a defiant signal to the audience that he was embracing this outcast. Nina Tabidze returned the politically risky demonstration of respect with the gift of writing paper for the novel Pasternak planned. Although Pasternak's reputation rested almost exclusively on his poems,